2 minutes after 8 o'clock, I'd like to say good morning to John Bernardoni, who's a longtime friend, and he's been an Austinite, moving and shaking things for a long time, renovating the Paramount back in the 70s and all of those things that he did. And so when you go to the Paramount and see how lovely it is, you can really thank John for what he did with it. But now you're involved in another project, and it has to do with Galveston. So, John, fill us in on what all this is.
You know, as I was standing in the green room getting ready to come in to see you, I actually started channeling Freddie Mercury of Queen standing on the stage at Wembley Stadium in front of 100,000 people at Live Aid, which I think is kind of close to your listenership size-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how the brain works.
Yep, yep. You never know what it's going to come up with. It's crazy.
Yes, we are in... it's funny I say we. Not that there's more than one of me except for my nine personas. We are attempting to recreate in bronze at the original height of 10 feet tall Pompeo Capini's vanished masterpiece, the victims of the Galveston flood heroic statue, which he created in 1904 to commemorate the over 8,000 who drowned in the storm of 1900 in Galveston. And he also did this because there was a major international art competition at the St. Louis World's Fair of 1904, which is the same St. Louis World's Fair of Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland.
How about that? Now, the sculptor that you're talking about, Copini, is the fellow who created the statuary on the UT campus, the fountain at the foot of the... Well, it's there on 21st Street, just south of the tower. And it's a beautiful work with, you know, dolphins or whatever they are swimming around underneath and two soldiers. It was a World War One memorial, I believe.
Yeah, thankfully, Major Littlefield wanted it to be a love song to the Confederacy back in the 20s. And he said, Major Littlefield, if we do this, you're going to stir back up old hatreds between the North and the South. We cannot do it. We cannot do that. So he's the one that convinced him to do the memorial, the World War One memorial slant. Mm-hmm. Thank God for all of us. And it really is quite lyrical, fantastical, and really an unbelievable work of art.
Right. And the work that you're speaking about having to do with Galveston, tell us about what that sculpture looks like.
John, there are three figures in the victims of the Galveston flood heroic, which vanished from the UT campus in the early 20s. There is a young mother who, in fact, was 18 years old when this was sculpted. Her hair is wet and dangling. She is cradling a dead infant, her dead infant, in her arm. Her maybe 8-year-old child is clutching her skirt and waistline. All the two figures are standing on top of a mountain of debris from the storm, you know, dirt, sand, steel, wood. And there is a spooky arm and hand coming up from the surf, clutching at the rocks upon which she is standing, trying to save this person's life from what was in fact a cyclonic cataclysm of epic proportions.
And for those of you who don't know, the hurricane that hit Galveston back in 1900 was devastating. It killed like 10,000 people or something. What was the number? It was huge.
There's a book called the... it was actually published in 1900. It was called The Complete Story of the Galveston Horror. It was written in the first person by survivors of the storm in the days and the weeks after the storm. It is an unbelievable documentation of exactly what happened. And it is part grisly, but it is also amazing resiliency of the people and how they moved on literally within a couple of days to start cleaning up Galveston, to rebuild, to raise the Galveston Island's height, the city height, by 15 feet so it won't be at sea level, to build the seawall. I mean, the guts that it took to do that amidst that kind of absolute horrific landscape. And the book says there were 8,661 who died in the storm of 1900, one of which was my great-grandfather, Giovanni Carlo Bernardoni of Bientina, Italy, which is near Pisa.
So, the project is where in its development, and how far to go to complete it?
You know, Moses didn't wait this long for the Ten Commandments. I started working on this 3.5 years ago. You know, the steps of this project have been exactly like the Paramount. A lot of rattling of cages, a lot of getting in front of people, a mountain of apathy, a lack of vision, and it's almost been identical to what I went through with the Paramount Theater with Chuck and Steve. And project basically stands at this point. We had the Houston Chronicle publish an article last Monday on September the 9th, a front page article and a back page article that talks all about the storm, my family, the fact that my great grandfather's wedding band survived 119 years, which is getting ready to be used by my son, who's getting married on October 19th. That'll be five generations of the wedding band.
Congratulations.
Going through, you know, and I posted something funny on Facebook about Gandalf's, I can't remember the whole quote about, you know, one ring to bind them all, one ring in darkness, which actually is pretty close to the deal. But we have a $100,000 challenge grant from a prominent Galvestonian who remains, in his wishes, anonymous. We need to match that $100,000 challenge grant very soon, or otherwise he's going to pull it. I don't know how much time we have. I don't know that we have more time than between now and Christmas. We've been out battering Houston foundations, Houston billionaires, Galveston Foundation, Galveston millionaires, Texas state agencies like the Texas Commission on the Arts, Texas Commission on the Humanities, the Texas Historical Commission, arts leaders all over the country, and on and on and on. And with the exception of the challenge grant, no one has really showed up to do the right thing. And let me add one more thing. The project cost of this statue, of recreating this in bronze, is someplace between $300,000 and $450,000. The smaller number is if we use an Italian sculpting studio and foundry in the Pietrasanta area of Italy, and the higher number is if we use two firms out of Brooklyn, New York, both of which are internationally famous for their work. And this statue must be perfected. It can't be close, because it is the statue and the countenance of the mother that is what grabs people by the hackles on their neck. You'd have to see it. I'd be happy to send anyone a high-res photograph so that you can actually zoom in and look at the expression on her face.
So what is your contact number, John, for people who want to contribute or for people who want the picture?
Indeed, it's my number is 512-263-5544. The official website is the Lost Copini Statue Project.org. It's easy to navigate, and it's got all the primary information there. And I was thinking about Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, where he's giving that speech about the only causes worth fighting for in life are the lost causes. Well, this isn't a lost cause to me. There has to be somebody out there who will step up and do the right thing to finally and once and for all honor the 8,000 who died in the storm of 1900 as it should have been in the beginning.
And again, your telephone number that you wanted to give out to people?
512-263-5544.
And what is your website, John?
The Lost Copini Statue Project.org.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in. And you brought us a song called Queen of the Waves. You want to introduce it?
Yeah, the Queen of the Waves is an interesting song that actually came about through the Sisters of Charity in France, who came to America and were in Galveston at the Incarnate Word and also the St. Mary's orphanage, which blew away in the storm of 1900, killing 90 children and 10 nuns. And this particular song, they had a children's choir sing this every year on September the 8th to commemorate the anniversary of the storm from 1900.
Okay, here it is. Our guest, John Bernardoni, and his project is renovating the statue that we're recreating the statue that was a memorial to the Galveston flood victims.